In the Enron bankruptcy proceeding, two big insurance companies have made it clear they do not plan to honor policies that covered Enron board members and executives. The St. Paul Mercury Insurance Company and the Royal Insurance Company of America say that Enron lied to them when it applied for liability coverage of its directors and officers. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Like most publicly traded companies, Enron paid for insurance for its board members and officers. It was meant to protect them from personal liability and legal costs if they were sued because of some action they took on the company's behalf. All told, Enron had an estimated $350 million in directors' insurance. But in court papers filed last week, the two insurance companies asked a bankruptcy court judge to relieve them of having to pay any claims on the policies. They said Enron had provided misleading information when it applied for coverage, although they didn't specify what it was. If the court agrees, it could limit the amount of money shareholders and creditors who have sued Enron could collect, says Jay Westbrook, a bankruptcy specialist at the University of Texas Law School.
One deep pocket, that is to say, these insurance companies for the officers and directors, might be either limited or eliminated by this defense. And that's going to leave the claimants even more anxious to go after outside deep pockets, since Enron itself is in bankruptcy, like the accountants and the lawyers and other people they have sued.
While only two of Enron's insurance companies have balked at making payments, others are expected to follow suit. If the companies are able to get the policies rescinded, it would open up Enron board members and officers to personal damage claims. It would also make them liable to pay their own legal costs. But Joseph Finnerty, an insurance law specialist at Piper Marbury, Rudnick & Wolf, says it remains unclear whether the insurance companies will prevail in court.
It's still, an uphill battle to get a policy rescinded. The insurance company will have to persuade a judge or a jury, if it gets to that point, that the statements on the application were in fact false and material to the decision. And usually there's enough surrounding information at the time of the application to cast doubt on that.
The insurance company's action comes just as one of the other deep-pocketed players, the auditing firm Arthur Andersen, is looking to settle claims against it. Andersen has acknowledged that its employees shredded documents related to the Enron audit, and as a result has been hit with numerous lawsuits from shareholders and creditors. A lawyer involved with the case confirmed that Andersen has broached the idea of a settlement in an effort to put the scandal behind it. The lawyer said it's too early to consider a settlement, but he said in the long run, the idea was intriguing. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.